We haven't worked any harder tonight than we have in any other game this season. The difference being, we've taken on board what was said. We've concentrated for 90 minutes. We've cut out the individual errors and mistakes, and that's what you get. You take your chances, and it's a convincing win for us.
As a former defender, you must be delighted with a clean sheet after conceding 8 goals in the last 2 games.
Yeah, and I'm delighted with everybody tonight. They've responded in the correct manner. They've put themselves on the line when they needed to. And in all honesty, the only disappointment tonight was, I think we probably should have been 4 or 5 up at the break, and the game should have been dead. But the culmination of us not having a little break, and their keeper pulling off a couple of wonderful saves, that would have been the case.
You must be pleased to see Simon Brown out there after waiting so long for him to make his debut, and his home debut tonight set up the first goal with a really good move.
Yeah, it was a good ball and out to Brownie in the first place. He's done ever so well, just muscled the defender off, got it out his feet, and put a ball in an area where, as you say, defenders don't want to go back towards their own goal, and that's only going to end up one place. And it was of all the players at the club, it's nice to see Kev O'Connor get on the end of one, because I think if you look at him, every single time he pulls a shirt on, and he's like that in training. His effort, work rate, and his application to the job is unbelievable. So, we give him a bit of stick that he can't score goals, but I think he's proved today that he can, and it's been a long time coming, but we're chuffed for him.
And Matt Burley also got on the score sheet as well, and Mike Simmons with his sixth of the season, top scorer. It's good to see him still getting the goals in.
Yeah, Matt Burley, we know what ability he's got. At times last season, he carried a few little injuries, but he was always prepared to play for us. But it showed in his game. But he's fully fit now. Stroke of luck, he stays fully fit, because he's a massive player for us. And once that ball bounced, he's a strong little kid. And there was only one winner there. And Simo keeps going. He keeps scoring goals, and he's a massive player for us as well. I think you can see the benefit of having a big man. Centre halves find him tough to deal with, and he's also got a good touch and a good turn of pace. So, it's your worst nightmare as a defender.
One thing I noticed in the second half particularly was how hard your players were working at closing down the Solihull players. Even inside Solihull's half, every time the player got the ball, there was a Worcester player in his face. Is that something you talked about at half time?
Well, yeah, you have to close down. You put pressure on the ball. If there isn't pressure on the ball, you're going to get picked off, and that was the case at Altrincham. In particular. But the main reason for that was, it wasn't that the midfield weren't working hard enough, it was because we dropped off too deep, and there was too much space. The difference being, we've kept a good line, we've squeezed it in there, and it allows your midfield three to go and get tight, and I think we've won that battle in there convincingly tonight.
So what about Bishop Stortford on Saturday? Are you going to try and replicate what you did tonight?
Well, yeah, me and Matt have both said to the boys, we've had two contrasting feelings, Saturday and tonight, and I know which one I prefer, and I'm sure that goes for everybody in the squad. So we can do well, but we have to get the consistency, cut out the silly errors, because that's all that's really costing us. Nobody's scoring, world-class goals against us. They're coming from our mistakes, or they could have been prevented. So if we can keep that going, then yeah, we can back it up on Saturday and get a nice little run going.
Is there any news on the players that weren't featuring tonight? Neil Cartwright, Danny Edwards, Shabir Khan?
Well, yeah, I mean, Shab Khan, first and foremost, he's obviously out on loan at Stourport. He unfortunately got himself sent off, so he's got a suspension coming up, which is more frustrating for Shab. But he'll get back. There's no issues there. Danny Edwards, he's getting there, and hopefully a couple of weeks, he shouldn't be far away. Luke Corbett, again, he's training now, so again, he's not a million miles away. So, we're looking okay.